systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jamel. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
That's right, you're listening to the smooth sounds of WKNYC Lick My Nuts, episode 495 of the fucking Jamel.
What the fuck?
Wednesday. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, usually.
Usually.
Sometimes 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Sometimes just watch when we post we're going live. How about that?
That's right. People say owning your own business. It's the American dream. I set my own hours, you know?
When am I going to get a check then?
This is actually a non-profit business, so.
Fuck.
I know, I looked, I said, you know, it could be a profit business and we could work and bust our ass and probably not make it. Or we can look towards the future and say, hey, it's a fucking podcast. We're not going to make money. Nonprofit. Boom. 401c3. Us in the church. Praise the Lord.
I need money. So thejamhole.com/donate. Give me a paycheck, please.
I was listening to some other show today and they were talking about this old group of indigenous people to some weird island, I don't even know, but their currency is limestone, and they have big discs of limestone, and that's what they use for their shit.
That's weird.
And the story goes, the more, like, the bigger and the harder it was to get the limestone where it is now, the more it's worth.
Huh.
So, like, if you, you know, dug halfway through a
There's
fucking
like
mountain.
There's, like, limestone everywhere here. We should get a bunch of that and go there.
And just be the fucking king.
Just buy the whole place.
We'd go there. We'd get, like, a projector and a fucking Winamp plug-in and go there and set it up and be like, worship us.
Right.
Boom.
Eh. Or it could be, like, the last Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing and everything's free because some alien rules everyone. Whatever.
It's always the last dying wish of a people, like before they all die out, to have their knowledge and shit passed on. We could do that for them. Make a killing. All your knowledge, we'll record it, and you can have a jump drive copy.
$1,000 $5 million.
You know, I was kind of thinking about that ever since that episode Grandpa was on.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone was just like, yeah, that's so cool. And I think everyone kind of relates to that because it's our ancestors. And
start doing, like, recorded autobiographies for people.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, I've been listening to some of these science shows. They're talking about future technology and all that and about how we'll pretty soon just record our lives, basically.
Right.
And then, you know, if you can find an experience you want to relive or whatever.
Well, what 70-something-year-old man wants to sit down and try and write out his stories or type it?
Exactly. But I bet for every 10 people you got their stories, I bet at least 4 to 5 would be, like, some pretty crazy shit, you know?
Well,
and stuff that no one ever would have
like that
heard.
Old guy that lived, that was my uncle's friend that died a while back. Like,
yeah, that guy. Or, like, my grandpa. Not
he doesn't
like
even have
real
family to, like, live on for him and tell his stories. Like, I know some of him, but there was a lot more that I did not hear. And if I would have just set, like, some kind of recording device on the table and said, hey, here you go. I'll be back tomorrow.
Totally. There's, like, people that wish when they were babies and growing up that their parents had the stuff we have, you know?
I wish that there was video cameras when I was little.
I know. Could you imagine being, like, 30 and having everything?
There's right one there. Video of me as a child. And it was I was 5 years, I don't know how old I was, whatever, but it was my fucking kindergarten graduation. So, like, 6, something like that. And I remember the fucking camcorder that my parents got. They had rented from this company for God knows how much, and it was one of those huge ones, right? You had to sit it on your shoulder like an old boombox.
Yeah, dude.
And it had the side fucking VHS thing you had to put in it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Dude. And it would cost a lot for the fucking blank VHS.
That's so awesome. Those things were like this big and you could fit, what, like an hour of not good quality at
not
all?
Yeah, barely. You're lucky if you got that. I wish I could find that video. It's pretty... Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, if people tried to do that for their grandparents or great grandparents, like 20 years ago, you had to go to a radio station or
bring your typewriter.
Well, it's for audio to have it, you know?
Yeah.
You could have the little fucking old school tape recorder thing.
Oh, and I remember.
It wasn't feasible.
I had to have been six because my brother was there as a baby and he was crying through part of it. Like, as a baby. So,
it's
yeah.
Kind of neat. But, like, if you could type in something real quick and see what your mom looked like when she was carrying you, you know,
like one picture of my mother pregnant with me that I've seen and I don't want to see anymore.
One of the girls at the office is doing that. I guess there's some pretty
well, everyone now, they like document like every fucking day of their pregnancy and stuff, and that's almost annoying. It would have we'd be so annoyed by now if we had it back then.
It's all the websites. Do you know how many websites are made for that you put in all your info and it tells you each, you know, week, like, what to expect and this and that?
Yeah, but if we had that, like, any kind of recording, whatever, back then that would have happened a lot sooner and,
well,
it'd be more prominent now, so.
Is that viable? Like, could that make money to do that?
What, record autobiographies for old people? Probably.
Because you could do it from two sides. Like, you could take everything that you're recording and pick out, like, the really cool shit and make your thing. But then the other side is for every individual that, you know, the stories came from.
Well, you should offer it like this, you know, offer your services to record it, get their stories or whatever. A lot of people don't have the right words to word their story elaborately.
Right.
So what you do is say, I'm going to record everything that you want to tell me, and then I will edit it and make like a book or whatever, like a short book, and then you go over it and tell me if that's the way you want it.
Would that be something that the person with the story themselves is coming to you, or is that something maybe a family member gets them for like an anniversary or a birthday?
Because
that could be a whole nother part of it too. Like, if we'll do that, but then if you have existing stuff, we could take that and put it into the product.
I would, if this was like something you would put all your time into or whatever, but you know, make an ad for it or whatever. Say, like, I will help you live on your life or whatever.
Right.
And I wouldn't say fucking family should buy a gift certificate for it because a lot of people don't want to talk about shit.
Right. That's true, too. And depending on how in-depth and personal they get, they may not want them to hear it.
Quick example. My grandfather on my dad's dad was a vet. Never once did I ever hear him speak about the war
at all,
ever.
Was it like one of those things that everyone knew not to ask him, or did just
people would ask him and he pretended like he didn't hear him or would change the subject or whatever? Never once would he talk about it. So,
well, and we noticed some of that stuff with my grandpa too. Like, he would, some of the stuff he would talk about, but he would start kind of tearing up, but then there were other things he was like, nah, I don't want
to. I'm kind of curious. I really wish I would have been able to get it out of him, because I really wonder what the hell made him that. Because a lot of, like, your grandfather, you know, he's like.
Was that World War II?
Yeah. Yeah.
Agent Orange?
I don't know. I don't know what he was in the war. I don't know what he did, where he was stationed, how long he was in, nothing.
We heard stories so that the generals and commanders, once they got to the beach, that some of their people didn't want to go, and if they turned back, they were deserters or whatever, and they got shot.
Mm.
You know, if that was your job, like,
I just wonder if it was real
traumatic.
I guess my mom's dad was in Vietnam. And some of this, he never talked about being in any of it either. Like, he would not, and you knew not to bring it up around him because he'd get real weird. And
some people, they have that look.
And if you wanted to wake him up, you had to wake him up with, like, a stick away from him.
No playing war video games when grandpa's in the house.
But I knew, I ended up finding out what he did after he died and shit, and it was some serious, like, I see why he didn't talk about it.
Who ended up spilling the beans?
His wife, my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah, my mom.
Was it like,
mom.
As soon as she died, she's like, all right, everyone, gather around.
No,
I got some shit to tell you.
She was going through his old shit and asking my mom if she wanted it, and she found that, and she's like, I'm gonna keep this, because you don't need to have it, and... Photo albums of, like, crazy shit from Vietnam and things we shouldn't have. Things that shouldn't have
came
come
back.
Out. Yeah, right.
Right, right.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
and just think, like, the ones that actually got captured and were MIA and then released, shit they went through.
He did that.
You would never want to remember that.
He did that.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean to spend so much time on it, but I've been thinking about it for a few weeks now. Ever since we got that email that was like, dude, that was so cool. And then...
It would be a cool service to offer, and I don't think it would actually... If you were to do it and put an ad online or in...
Well, you'd start local, right?
Or whatever. I think that so many... Not too many people are going to want to do it. Only a handful, I guarantee.
I don't
know. So...
There's a lot of tech-savvy people that just, they know what they want to do, they just don't know how to do it.
Mm.
And you could almost, you could set up a site, like, you wouldn't even really have to go to their place, you know? There's so many ways
Okay, with an older person that's trying to lay out their stories and autobiography, you want to be there in person.
Right, right.
So you can get the back and forth. They're like going to be weird talking to a fucking... You know.
Yeah, and I mean, if at all possible, you'd almost want to spend like a little bit with them just to kind of get to know them a little bit and see. But
well, you
got to
edge them on and ask questions because they'll veer around things and
right.
Shit.
I think that's though where the family would come in. Like when they request the service, they send you need to know.
No, I don't think
Is that skewed?
This seems to me like more of a thing for people that don't have family anymore. They didn't have children, or their children died, or they weren't lived on by grandchildren. You know, all their family is gone, and their legacy is dying with them. They don't have any way to carry anything on. And if they did anything that they feel was significant and they want it to be known, that's what I think it would be for. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my friend that died.
That makes
he had
sense.
No children, no family to speak of whatsoever. He was just... him by himself, badass dude, and I wish I had his stories on tape and shit. He was awesome.
And there's probably a lot of people like that don't necessarily want it for any specific person to hear, but just to know that when they die, this piece of them is there.
See, and I
like
could,
a time capsule. That's what I thought of it.
For family getting it for the elderly, whatever, I could see that being a real problem.
Well, it'd be in the contract that you make this in the assumption that when you die, it gets given to either whoever you specify or something like that.
That's
you know?
Not what I mean is take my dad's dad, for instance, my grandfather, the
sure.
one who didn't want to talk about being in the war or whatever. And dumb family members having their dumb ideas get that and fucking surprise them. And they're like, hey, we got this so you can record everything, you know, all your stories and blah, 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 and whatever. And I could just see him blowing up and freaking out, like, who the fuck are you to pry into my life? I never said I wanted to fucking tell you any of that. Why the fuck would you assume I'd want to put it on tape? Like, you know.
Joe Cocazzello, what the fuck is up, my man? You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Yeah. What's going on, kids?
Holy crap. Joe Cocazzello from Ear Candy, New York. Fame.
Matt, it is good to hear from you. No, not like ex-Ear Candy now. Like, I've graduated to past Ear Candy just doing stand-up, wanting to start my own show, but I get too high and forget the name of the website I want to buy.
I hate when that happens.
You gotta write it down.
Don't you have technology?
Take a picture of it with your phone.
It usually just ends up, I look at the pictures from my phone, and I'm like, why is it just a bunch of pictures of my penis? That makes no sense to me right now.
That's not useful.
I use my camera when I find typos in books. I take a picture of the page number so I remember later.
Joe.
Joe. Yo, what's going on, man?
Real quick, can I give you some business advice?
Of course, anytime, like on and off the air.
All right. listen to me when I say
this? You can always give me business advice. You can always give me business advice. Doesn't matter when or where.
Okay, it's right now, and it's here. So listen up. Tomorrow morning, first thing.
Okay.
First thing you do is you go down to the patent office. And you fucking patent that laugh of yours. You trademark it, you patent it, and you say, this is my... That, right there. Dude, do it before Fox or NBC or ABC does it for you, and you get fucked.
Just to let you know, it is first thing tomorrow morning where he's at.
Do it. When you're done with us talking, you go do it.
I thought you were going to say, and kill Edison.
And you know, priority two, if you have time, but mainly trademark that shit.
If I can randomly come up with, if I could build a time machine, I would totally go back and kill Edison. But first I'd kill Nancy Reagan, because she killed Quaaludes.
Well, that's a given. Duh.
Right, of course. If anyone, the first person that builds a proper time machine, that should be the reason.
And While we're at it, you might as well just go all the way back to Harry Anslinger. Get rid of him. No marijuana prohibition. Boom. We are utopia.
No, I completely agree. That would be, that would make everything so much easier. Like, I just buy a bag of weed and a bodega.
I needed you to know that, because it would break my heart to hear that you had to pay Fox every time you laughed, and that would kill me. So,
dude, if I can say, do we start this as a meme, or do I have to patent the laugh first?
Could
we just make my laugh a meme and just put it over some dog, cute dog's face, and then like,
I think
all the Asian kids love it.
What you do first is YouTube video, then you go viral, then you go meme, then you go trending topic on Twitter. Okay. Then you get a book deal. The Laugh by Joe Cocozello.
Baby steps is what you're saying, Matt.
Baby steps. You don't want to get in over your head and end up like that other guy with no career.
So how have you guys been? I haven't seen you guys in forever. Everything's been good.
That's awesome. I think the last we talked, you know, we did the show with you guys there when we went to New York. You called in a couple times, and then you kind of disappeared. You want to tell us about that, or
he went
what?
On tour, didn't he?
It really came down to AT&T. It was AT&T's fault. I had a great phone that I took care of, and then it stopped working because they don't make phones proper anymore. This isn't it. It's like a hand, like the thing that's attached to your house.
Joe.
You know, that phone that's attached to your house is really, that'll never stop working. But these cell phones, they only make work for a couple of years. And I had to go and get, you know, like a new phone and argue with AT&T a bunch. And then I had to, instead of them transferring my numbers like they do with normal phones, I had to do it manually. Like, I had a Rolodex and was learning to use a cell phone for the first time.
You know what? You hold on to that Rolodex, and in a couple years, you sell it on eBay.
I used to have a piece of paper I would fold up and put in my wallet with all the phone numbers I needed on it.
And then for a birthday, I think, I got one of those little calculator databases. I was like, holy shit, 256 numbers, yes!
Yay!
So yeah, last we talked, you were doing the podcast thing, and then it just seemed like all of a sudden you were gone, and there was this other voice with Adam.
Yeah, no, he totally, and Vance is he's a great dude. I still love Ear Candy. It was a bunch of fun to have them over to the house, but it was one of those things where Adam had a show and he had something in mind, and I was a little too erratic to be a host. I wasn't a good host.
You didn't.
I was just me.
You didn't fit the Adam Hinecker ideal yes man co-host image.
I wasn't even a yes man co-host image. It was a very he had an idea and I had an idea and they were two totally different ideas.
Right.
I'm more fit for stand up anyway because it's. I don't like relying on other people. It's weird.
That's
to rely on to have someone else.
I just started going through that with the whole music thing. Like, there was quite a while where me and my buddy Lyric Out were working on shit, and before that, you know, I've worked with people, but what it always came down to, the reason that, you know, shit never got done or whatever, is that it's unreliable, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I was the unreliable part.
Oh, duh, because I got high.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but it wasn't. It wasn't because I got high. Adam blamed it because I got high, but it wasn't. It was just because he didn't get high.
Well, let's clarify. The pot, we can all do whatever on pot. What he didn't like was the fact that you, before shows, were at the bodega sucking cock for coke and heroin. I think,
It only took a couple of minutes.
Well,
it really didn't. It wasn't a long, like, long drawn out, like, hey, man, hey, do you mind if I suck your cock for some heroin or crack? Oh, no? No, that's cool. Oh, are you just coming for cigarettes? Oh, that's all right. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, man, like, hey, do you think I could suck your dick for heroin? It was a very fast. I have a pretty mouth.
I want to give you some closure, just for your sake. Joe?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in the basement.
No worries, no worries.
In,
it's we're
in,
talking
like, the Lower East Side.
We're talking across country. It's cool. So, before the divorce was public, Adam came to me. He called me and he was distraught. He was a little sad. You know what pushed him over the edge?
Oh no! What? Oh, he told you?
He told
me. What pushed him over the edge?
Dirty condoms and needles left all over the house. He just. Am I going to get hepatitis? Am I going to get HIV? I don't know. I'm just walking barefoot in my own living room, and this fucking hippie stand-up comic is just junking out everywhere.
I have a solution.
That was the last straw.
I have a solution to that.
Candy, I have to know your solution, dude.
Moon shoes. You remember those?
Moon shoes.
Moon shoes.
Never touch the floor again, because you're just gliding over the top of it.
Yeah. Fucking bad ace.
So are you running the Upright Citizens Brigade thing, or what's your gig, Joe?
No, I just, I do, like, as much comedy as, like, you know, there's so much stand-up in the city, in, like, weird places.
You write
like,
for Sex in the
Mexican
City?
Mexican restaurants in the Upper East Side, or, like, you know, like, you always find it a little, like, a little spot, but I've been trying to do more, like club stuff, you know. I always go on the road every once in a blue moon, but I'm trying to go on the road more and trying to do more club stuff here in the city, and it's going well so far, and things are good. Like I'm always positive about my own comedy, and like I'm in it for the long haul.
So you kind of you were on the Ear Candy New York show with Vance and them, and they were kind of talking about your pops. Is it, like, just completely heartbreaking that you went kind of the opposite of what he wanted you to be in life?
Oh, well, it's not heartbreaking for me.
Well, we don't give a shit.
It's heartbreaking for him.
Right.
But at the same time, I do have younger brothers, and the next younger brother followed in his footsteps. So I think that was when he was okay with my comedy.
Do you think
he was okay with, like, once he had someone else that followed it, it was like, oh, you didn't follow in the footsteps, that's fine, but as long as someone else did, then I can accept you for who you are.
Do you think that your brother did that because he saw how heartbroken your father was over your life choice?
I hope not. I believe it was for money. I believe it was solely because he just wanted to pay his Corvette off faster.
Well, and you kind of helped him with that. He looks at older brother, and he's like, oh, he's doing comedy, he's having fun. How much money is in the bank? Zip! And he's like, Dad, he's got money. I'm going to do what Dad did.
I hope that he did it because he saw that I had nothing, and just I was living the artist lifestyle, and it's like he was like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna go in a different direction, like I'm just gonna follow what Dad did. I really hope that he saw like that I was, and that he didn't just bite the bullet for me, it was like, oh, you know what? I think I can get Dad off his back.
Right. It's like it's Kurt Cobain's kid looking at that and being like, you know, I don't think I'm going to play the guitar anymore. And no more dating junkie whores from now on.
Yeah. It was like, oh, you know what? This reminds me too much of my mom.
Oh, shit.
Dating those junkie whores. I'm like, err. It's one of those things that I'm glad that my father hated the fact that I did stand up because it propelled me to do more stand up. It was one of those things that my dad like, and now like my dad knows that I smoke pot and like just like you see like and that I enjoy doing stand-up. He's very more like just happy that I'm still alive, I think that's the thing.
A lot of parents get to that point, especially if they have more than one kid, where, you know, they try really super hard with the first one, and that blows up in their face. So then they try a little different with the second one, and that still probably fails. And then the third one, they're like, you know what? Here's a latchkey. Have fun.
They get to the point where they see that each of their children has one in some kind of way.
Right.
And that collectively they're one giant failure of a family.
It's cheaper, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend money on college because you're dumb. Yeah. There you go.
Or no, you know what? Actually, I think it's the opposite of, like, the spending money. It really becomes the youngest gets the most, I feel. Like the oldest is the guinea pig, and then everybody else is, like, really... They're like real children.
Well, and it too. There's a certain.
If they would have adopted a Nigerian kid before me,
right.
My life would have been so much easier.
And there's a scale too. Like if you go to a college, you pay the tuition, whatever. You have to, you know, pass tests and shit. Now, if you go to that same college and daddy buys them a new library, you're A+ all the way, no problem. So that has to do, too.
You can rape a girl. It doesn't matter. Your dad bought the library.
Well, yeah, check it out, dude. If some random crack dealer African-American from Queens rapes a white chick, he's going to get in some shit, right?
Exactly.
Okay, now, Kobe Bryant rapes a white chick. I rest my case.
Exactly. Oh, dude, it's like, as long as you can make a three-pointer... Or your dad bought a library. Everything is copacetic.
Isn't that so amazing what we as a society have all gotten together and collectively decided, yeah, that's worthwhile. That's worth $50 billion a fucking game. Absolutely. Fuck.
Oh, most definitely. But at the same time, it's one of those funny things about being human. Like, it's like, oh, like, isn't that adorable? Like, oh, hey, you work at a box factory, but you raped a girl because you couldn't fuck people, like, other humans.
Oh, I hear
properly because it's socially awkward. Like, oh, hey, well, you know what? You're going away for 25 to life. But if you're Kobe Bryant and you can stick a three-pointer like a motherfucker, then, like, it's often rape away. If she's wearing hoop earrings, then you can have your way with her, Kobe.
Just put it in the hoop.
Hey,
speaking of
being human and
being human and hoop earrings.
Being human.
Tell us what sex with Vance's girlfriend's like. I've always wondered.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. But you guys have had, like, revenge sex. Like, when you have, like, a grudge against somebody else sex. Like, that just makes it even more better. Like, you're like, take that. And then all that shit that was put upon me. Like, it was fun as hell. And it was great. And I love Vance, but, like...
Not as much as I love his girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly, Matt. It was one of those moments where you were like, "Look, it started out where I had to do this to get back at Vance, and then it became, but I just love the taste of your vagina."
Right. You know what? She's in comedy also, right?
She's more of an actress, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And
How about?
I wish she did comedy. They're both Vance and they're both really funny. They're both like they're quite a great couple, and I really kind of there was a moment where I felt a little bad.
Well, let's fix this.
Having sex with Vance's girlfriend. It was mostly when I saw the picture of them. Like it was like them and like Niagara Falls was in the background, and they were cuddling, and they were being an adorable couple. And it was like on the nightstand. It was a picture on the nightstand. That's when I felt bad.
Right, you're like just pounded it in from behind, and the bed shaking, and the picture shaking. You're like, oh, there he is, and your two kids,
oh,
cute boner, aw. So,
oh, that's so cute. I'm glad I saw that because I was just about to come. Like, now I got plenty of time left. It's cool.
She's an actress. You're a stand-up comedian, sketch what do you call yourself?
I'm all over the map. I'll do anything.
Hold on. Let's hold on a sec.
Here at an auction
focus.
Recently.
Joe, focus. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all stand-up comedy. I'm a bad actor.
Let's focus on where you said you'll do anything. Now, I fancy myself a bit of a writer. She's an actress. You'll do anything. Adam does music. Vance, he could be the stand-in. Key grip. Grip boy. I'll write a script.
Oh, yeah. I feel this.
I'm going to write a script that involves this story. With a couple of you playing yourselves, perhaps a couple of you, maybe not, culminating in a into the void / limitless kind of crazy triangle of Romeo and Juliet Titanic love.
I like this.
Closing.
Okay, I can dig. As long as I get to fuck Vance's girlfriend.
Okay,
again at the end.
Here it is. Closing scene. Eiffel Tower. You guys, high five. Picture on the bookshelf falls over. Fade to black. The end. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, amazing. Bravo, bravo. Pulitzer. Joe, Pulitzer. Or Peabody.
Seriously, we're going to... If this movie comes out, we're going to be having dinner with Warren Buffett. Like, this is going to be great.
If this movie comes out, Steven Spielberg is going to sue my pants off. So, hey.
Is there a scene where I'm supposed to fight somebody, but instead I just shoot them because I'm sick?
In beautiful LucasArt 3D, could you imagine? So you're in New York and shit. Where we have one or two listeners there. If people want to catch you doing your thing live, where can they do that?
Oh, all right. Well, it's mostly right now, as usual. I've been ever trying to start a website, but it's gonna be like just look me up at Joe Cocosillo at Facebook, and we'll have a Facebook chat. And,
so they can basically just Facebook you, and next time you practice in your basement, they can come over.
I'm in New York.
And watch.
Like if any of your listeners are in New York, let's go to like one of these weird spots where they like sell like $8 pitchers of Japanese beer Sapporo. And it's like they're giving away Sapporo in this town.
You can get drunk and start a podcast.
Facebook at Joe Cocosillo. Cocosillo, Cocozello.
Are you still tweeting?
I know you guys know how to spell it, but like just ever, you know, those two listeners in the Big Apple.
You still tweet the tweets?
Oh heck yeah! Like no, I end up looking at like the Jamhole's tweets a bunch. Like it ends up.
I try.
Yeah, thank you, man. Like no, I'm glad because it really makes my
dick hard.
My J train ride.
Oh, I know.
So much fun.
I bet. And actually, that thing is still set up. If you want his Twitter account, everyone, thejamhole.com/Joe. J-O-E. Boom.
Oh, really?
Coco
oh, wow.
What?
Oh, that's still set up? Oh, that's rad as fuck. All right, well, then...
Coco
then
who?
Hell yeah. Like, anybody, like, send me a little, like, direct message or whatever.
There it is.
Twitter. I'm old. I don't know the internet and what have you, but, like, trying to get a hold of me.
Ask your dad.
We'll go to one of these crazy... And next time you guys are in the big city, let me know, because like since the last time you guys were here, I found so many awesome spots to go just
smoke pot
and hang out and smoke.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. of course. I'm like, what else am I looking for, man? I'm looking for a quiet spot in a busy city to smoke without repercussions.
Fucking
you
A.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and lay this out. It's really hard nowadays to find somewhere where you can be where nobody's smoking pot. So think about that.
True that. Church, maybe?
Oh, I'm going to have to come to Kalispell soon. I think I'm going to have to fucking throw a Greyhound bus fare at a one-way Montana ticket.
Add some more pot smoke to the air.
It's hard to find a spot where no one's smoking pot. Like, I would love a town like that.
Yeah, I hate it. It's wonderful.
We actually got, Dana got her truck stuck in a place kind of like that.
I actually don't smoke pot.
Yeah. But that's, so, we kind of mentioned this earlier. We're going to have a couple parties this summer. July 23rd, we'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the university with a couple other podcasts. And if you live in that area and you want to book a stand-up comedian for that week, Joe is your man.
Oh, let me know. Oh, for fuck's sake. I would love to come out and hang out with the kids.
Okay.
Like, that would be so much fun. It would be a hoot and a half.
I've heard other comedians do this when they travel. Sometimes they have a day or two here and there of off time. And they say $100 or $200, depending on whatever. If you guys, you and your friends or whoever, can scrape up this money, I will come to your house and do a show.
Yeah, seriously, a bed to sleep in that doesn't have semen stains on a pillow and
or bed bugs?
A bunch of weed,
sure.
I'm there.
Sure.
Like, if you could pay for a bus ticket, I'll take a bus ticket. Like, I'd like to fly in planes because we're not supposed to be up there.
What if I send my second cousin Hector to pick you up? He's going to be down there getting a car.
What about a fan that's on the way?
He'll be
carpool.
Or that.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, that's way better than Craigslist carpool, because that's getting creepy.
That's
and then
dangerous.
Unlike the bus, you can talk jam hole stuff to the fans the whole way.
Yeah. We can listen to the jam hole all the way to Milwaukee.
Instead,
I'd be down. I'll take carpool. Because it's one of those things where I normally would be staying in New York City and just doing shows here and just kind of hanging out and trying to write the screenplay that I'm having problems writing. But
I'll help you finish that.
If you guys are going to be partying in Milwaukee, that's like halfway here. The least I could do is try to get out there. And if your second cousin is going to be in New York City getting some sort of tattoo or picking up ecstasy or whatever people do when they come to New York,
kill their dreams and commit suicide after getting HIV from a dirty needle they found in the street.
No desire to go there again. Sorry. No. Not my cup of tea.
So Joe Cocozello's the eco-friendly green comedian. He doesn't even want your dirty, disgusting, big business government money. You give him pot and a bus ticket, or have your cousin Hector, who's picking up a car and selling cocaine, he'll pick you up and do it. That's it.
Sweet.
It's one of those things, you guys, where I am more high class than just a bus ticket.
The president.
And I have to put a balloon of cocaine in my butt to get a ride to Milwaukee. But I haven't seen you guys in so long. I would love to hang out because you guys fucking rule. And I'm so glad that you're almost to episode 500. How far away are we?
Fucking five more eps. This is 495 right here, right now.
Christ. You guys got to get crazy.
His head's
going to
explode. My head might explode. I might jerk off all over the cameras and the keyboard and the cat. I don't know. It's going to be nuts.
Please tell me, episode 500, somebody's going to die.
It maybe. I'm not going to promise because I don't believe in that, but maybe.
We can try.
Anything's possible.
In the next five episodes, you should get, like, just some kid to come on, and then you kill that character off. Just in the next five episodes, just get somebody to come on, hang out for four and a half episodes, and then at the end, they just...
I like where your head is. Kind of like use the five episodes to lay the groundwork and have all the listeners just in love with him, and then fucking violently kill him off.
I know who we could use.
Exactly.
Do you want to say who?
No. Cancer. Because that would really be awesome.
And you know,
did he die because you guys killed him, or was it the cancer?
That's right. And if in the process the Make-A-Wish Foundation wants to give us $5 million and our own limo, then hey,
for the jam hole to have like a Make-A-Wish where you guys go hunt like a grizzly bear, or like you just like everybody fucks like
his one last dying wish. Is to laugh he dies.
Everybody has their way with Cindy Crawford.
Or a gangbang. Sure.
This is hilarious. This is my Make-A-Wish. They make really boring Make-A-Wishes, by the way. It's like, I want to see Disney World. What a lame Make-A-Wish.
Because
you're 12 doesn't mean that you can't hit, I want to fuck Derek Jeter's wife.
Well, you got to figure, though. Check this out. You're 12. You've lived 12 years on this amazing planet. Most of those years, you've had cancer. So, like, you don't really know that, oh, for my last dying wish, I want to go up into low Earth orbit with five prostitutes and have a gangbang. You know? Like, you don't know that. Dad needs to step up.
I guess that comes when you've lived more years than you would if you have crazy cancer that gets you a Make-A-Wish.
That's right. Son, come over here. Come sit on Daddy's lap. I'm going to tell you about how the world really works. Forget everything your bullshit school taught you. This is it.
So, all right. Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Because right now I was judging the poor little 12-year-old kids that have cancer. And like, I want to go to Disney World. Go to Disney World. Have a fucking blast.
That's right.
You're never going to know that you want to go into space and fuck five prostitutes. You're never going to have that thought because you haven't hit puberty because the cancer.
That's right. And you know what? If that was me, this world would look pretty fucking lame, too. I don't blame you. Could you imagine, though?
I love the crap out of you guys. If you guys ever come closer than Milwaukee to the East Coast, come out and stay on my couch and just have a bunch of fun. We'll hit up all the titty bars in the five boroughs.
You know?
I think I'm good.
I might take you up on that and bring a film crew and just mooch off of your riches and popularity until you get so sick of me, and then we'll film the awkward confrontation where you kindly say I've worn out my welcome and to get the fuck out of your house. Fuck yeah, Joe.
But of course, there has to be a bunch of titty dancers I know just hanging around. Just like, all right, Matt... This has been fun, but you and that weird camera guy gotta go, because I gotta fuck a bunch of titty dancers right now. I gotta pull a Charlie Sheen and kick you out while I fuck some titty dancers.
You see that? You see that fat lady over there? She's about to start singing. Now get the fuck out. All right, hey.
And after she stops singing, she's gonna make the most bitchin' tacos, but you can't be here.
And her anal, huh? Imagine. There it is. All right. I got two things.
Seriously, I love the crap out of you guys.
We love you, Joe, ever since we met. It's just been e-love. Long-distance relationship, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saving up loads. I haven't been jerking off just for when we finally reunite. Saving it for you.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's going to be such a great orgasm, man.
Tell me about it. I got... Two things for you. Okay, two things for you before we let you go. You are the Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. You have a dying child. Comes up to you and says, Joe Cocozello, my last dying wish is for when I take my final breath, I want to be laughing. What is the material you hit that kid with? Joe Cocozello, go.
All right. Shit, you really put me on the spot. It's something about rape, and then, like,
sure.
Like, it's something
sure.
about how Danny farts weird, and then you'll just laugh really hard. And then, I was like, maybe we'll do something. If Newt Gingrich becomes president, and it'll be like a couple of years. So that's got me.
Keep it topical.
Seriously, you really put me on the spot there, Matt.
Well, like, you know what, Joe?
Anyone that plays a go on me, I usually fail at mostly all of my auditions.
You just killed that child, and that child did not laugh. It's okay. It's okay.
Seriously, like, if you're ever on your deathbed, I will make sure to Gmail like your nurse.
I just a
loop of my laughter.
That's all I want, and then we'll send it to the moon.
Me on ecstasy, just laughing.
Just laughing it up. I'll record that, send it to SETI, and they'll send it out and broadcast it. Maybe extraterrestrials will hear it. Joe Cocozello.
Matt, I can't wait to hear your album, man. Will you send one to me? Like, let me know when it's done.
I will. I'll send you a pre-copy, and then you can write me an amazing quote for the cover, for the inside.
Fuck yeah. I would love to write an amazing quote for the cover. I'll spend a bunch of time on opium trying to, like, come up with a really good quote.
Listen to it on all the drugs, and then just be like, that part in that one song where Matt rapped about smoking pot fucking changed my life, man. Changed it all around.
Track 3, minute 2.
Boom.
11 seconds. Changed my life.
Amazing.
I love the shit out of you guys. Call me anytime. Really, it was one of those things where you called on the perfect day where I was like, I wasn't running around for like 5 seconds, and it just worked out so perfectly.
Let me chat
with you guys.
Let me tell everyone how that happened. I saw the Ear Candy app with his name in it, so I'm listening to it. And I'm through the part, and they're talking, just him, Vance, and Adam, just randomly talking. All of the sudden, Joe says, Vance, fucked your girlfriend. Oh, my fuck. You have to go listen to it. Ear Candy New York is the podcast, but listen to the app with Joe Cocozello. It is the funniest thing I've heard all year, probably. You made me cry. You made me cry.
That means a lot. Like, I haven't been on Ear Candy in a long while, and so it's one of those. It was one of those things where, like, they finally, like, the new crew finally had me on, and it felt really good to hang out with them. And it was one of those moments where it was just so perfect when you called, and it was hilarious because, like, we had done it a little bit ago, and
sometimes the stars align.
It was one of those where it had passed enough to where I had everything's like that episode turned out okay, and then you called me and you were like, this was the greatest. But it just made my day. Plus,
I heard it.
I haven't heard from you guys in such a long time, and I haven't tried to contact you guys in a long time, and so I feel terrible, and so it was great to talk to you guys. It was one of those.
Fuck yeah.
Sorry, I'm so drunk and chatty because I'm a couple of hours ahead.
So, hey, I guess do you have any material you've been working on? You want to kind of give a try to an e-audience? To put you on
shit.
The spot
well,
again?
I guess, the only thing that I've been really trying to write a stand-up comedy bit about...
Something about Newt Gingrich
that I haven't
and
been able to,
rape?
Is the fact that... I realize that I'm getting older and I haven't had health insurance in a long time.
Ugh,
and
dude.
It's one of those things where I realized after a while that I have just been self-diagnosing myself.
WebMD?
You know, like I am my own doctor.
There's an app for that. Do you do that?
There is. It's literally the app says, you're feeling sad? You should probably do some cocaine.
Right. You should go look at a clown.
Here, do at least 7 whippets and tell me that you're still sad.
Brilliance. Medical brilliance.
It's, Exactly. And so, like, for a while, like, I thought I had that that Michael J. Fox disease.
AIDS? No, Parkinson's.
You know, no, you know what I'm talking about, the acting bug?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, so, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I just got a bunch of headshots done, and we'll see. We'll see. My show may get picked up. It's mostly about a guy that fidgets.
Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Dude, I love the crap out of you guys. Will you, seriously, like, off the air, will you guys drop me a jingle every once in a while? Like all y'all. If you have my number, you should call me every once in a blue moon,
Joe,
and just see how things are going.
Listen,
I love hearing from Kalispell.
Listen, you said call you anytime. You have just become my new sponsor. Every time I feel like getting high, I'm going to call you, and we're going to talk about
it. Fuck yeah. Yes.
And we'll record
no,
it.
Oh, most definitely. Just remember the time difference.
Right, right.
Because I may be, like, if it's late, I'm probably putting my penis in something.
So if it's, like, 3 a.m. here, it's, like, 5 a.m. there, and you're going to get a phone call.
Oh, yeah, and I'm almost getting up to go home from some lady's house.
Right.
So
right,
it works out perfect, man.
I'll talk to her, too. That's fine.
Perfect.
All right, man.
I love it.
It was good talking to you, dude.
You guys
definitely.
Call me anytime.
All right.
You guys. I'd like jam hole audience. Fucking jam on.
And, jam on, jam hole.
Just keep in touch, you two.
All right.
I love
peace,
you guys.
Peace out, Joe.
I'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Fucking Joe Coca, fucking Zello, dude. Oh, my God.
Wow. Just wow.
That was amazing. I love that guy.
How is he
Joe?
Enthusiastic at this time of night where he's at?
Where's my drink? Another line of Coke.
If you're in New York,
I love
and
you.
It's that time, at what time is it? 11, 12?
Well, he said he was
1:19 in the morning in
he was
New
on a
York.
Date, so.
He's probably partying.
Which means.
I'm assuming.
That's code for sitting at home watching Aqua Teen reruns and crying.
Maybe that's why he was so excited to talk to us. I don't know.
Well, that's cool, man. Doing his thing. So
cool.
Check out Ear Candy New York, their latest episode titled Joe Cocazelle. It is so funny. Like, I can't even explain. It's so great. I literally laughed for like 3 miles. I was like, oh, missed my stop. Shit.
I fucked your girlfriend or whatever.
So, it was, wow. Like, that's nothing new, nothing breakthrough. That's been around for a while. Different ways of saying I've fucked your people.
Yeah, but it's funnier when it's true.
It's all about the timing and the truth.
They see eye to eye and they're like, wait, I can see how that's true.
It's like,
fuck!
You know, she did mention something about fuck me. All right, well,
so,
there you go.
Can we?
Thejamhole.com/Joe. There's his Twitter and all that. And we'll be Milwaukee July 23rd doing a show with Am I Bugging You?
Sweet.
Spork roast and some other special guests.
Sweet.
Be a good time.
I might even get some old school Florida friends to come out.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Hop on the forums and shit, because there's people like near you, and if you guys can, maybe some people can share rides and all that kind of shit.
Carpool.
Save some money. And
do it.
Save the earth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want 10 of you each driving your cars and shit.
Oh, you gotta get one of those GE plug-in charger cars. Yeah.
Fucking A.
There you go.
Charter a bus. You don't know.
Yeah. So do you want to do a story or is this it?
Did you want to talk about Limitless?
Sure.
I just want to say cool movie.
Yeah, good movie. I liked it.
All right.
I liked it a lot. I made you watch House. I was happy about that.
That was all right.
It was good.
Actually cutting him.
Doing surgery on his own leg in his bathtub.
Could you imagine removing your tumor? Like, on your own, in your bathtub?
It probably would have looked like what happened on House.
It'd be so, I could
shaking
totally,
so much on the first one and then giving up after that.
I could totally see you in the bathroom with this fucking monitor, like, up there with the little fucking webcam hooked up to it, like, totally jammed in your twat.
He didn't
all,
even do it all, like, laparoscopic like that. He cut
flashlight.
The shit open.
Yeah, there was nothing arthroscopic about
that.
He
had an x-ray picture and a CT scan picture. Like taped to his bathtub wall or whatever, and just looked at it and was like, okay, it should be right here. and just cut the fucker open, cut off circulation to his leg, shot it up with a bunch of shit.
How many shots?
I don't know. Dude. He threw them all on the floor.
Wading through needles to get to him.
Pretty much. And I think he used his last one, like, right at the end where he finally pulled out the first tumor. And after he pulled that out, he just gave up.
Right before he ready, spoiler alert, dies. Next song. Speaking of dies, can we all take a
Burger Legs House? Just saying.
Just a quick moment of silence in remembrance of our good friend. Our good friend, Roberta. I'm sorry, Roberta.
Yeah.
I
don't know
so
how long we had
sad.
Her dead corpse in this house before we noticed she had passed away.
I feel
That's
like
what
I
feel kind of bad about.
I feel like I was one of those dudes in that story where it's like his fiance died and 2 weeks later he's still like trying to bring her back from the dead.
Yeah.
We were like watering it and saying prayers
I
and
tried.
Like raising it from the dead.
I tried for a while. And
the cat won. She knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Animal Planet, survival of the fittest, and... if you knew a plant was going to grow up to eat you, you'd kill it while it was young.
I can grow really, really cool plants and really well if I had an area segregated from animals that hate them.
Yeah. If I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger and I know that, you know, Terminators are coming, I'm going to kill you when you're a baby. I'll kill your mom. I'll kill your grandma. That's how I roll. Just
All
make
right.
sure.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
The Droid X. You know, I... run Liberty 2.01, and in there there's a thing for the battery, and it has battery health and some other temperature and all that shit. And I had it for the other one, I have it for this one, and every battery I've ever had, it just says good. So I just assume that, you know, that's all it ever says. It's just like, whatever. Today, oh my god, dude. It, beautiful day, right? Nice weather, hot out. The fucking dock for this thing, like, sits on the dash. Which was fine all winter time. Apparently in the summertime, if you have it plugged in to the charger and it's sitting in the sun and the windows are up, it gets really, really fucking hot. Just for shits and giggles, went in and checked the battery. You know what it fucking said?
What?
Not good, dude. Not good at fucking all. It said battery overheating.
Really?
Sad face.
It didn't say not good, it said battery overheating?
It actually said it was overheating. The battery was almost over 120 degrees.
Wow,
like,
dude.
Boiling.
Don't you remember back when like flip phones were the thing, like those little LG flip phones or whatever?
Yeah.
Don't you remember like your friends telling you stories or even seeing a fucking old flip phone of theirs that they left on the dash of their car?
Warped as shit.
Well, I lived in Florida, so...
Well, that
was
times
the best.
10.
So, you would... I would... My friend actually showed me his fucking flip phone once. It had a big old screen on it. I think it was like a Razor or some crap, so it had like a kind of big screen.
Sure,
the screen was black.
African-American, honey. PC here.
Well, it kind of looked like a black puddle with oil in it, kind of like...
Rainbow. Oh, yeah, with
like
the
that.
Rainbow thing and
like
just
that.
Not... Oh,
and
man.
And you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
It still worked.
Really?
You could answer it if someone called.
With the hard buttons.
Right.
Right.
But you couldn't see shit.
Nowadays, some phones have no buttons.
Right.
You fuck that thing up. That's it.
I had a...
The end.
My favorite old phone. Sorry. I had one of those Nextel phones. You remember when the Chirp came out and the Nextel had it first?
Yeah.
And it was... They came out with the black and yellow big fat flip phones with the Chirp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the first...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That was their first phone they put
sure.
out with that. Well, they gave that... That was the standard issue phone for my tow truck company at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had it flipped open with the inside facing up on the ground, dropped it out of my pocket, and ran over it with an auto loader.
Nice.
And it still worked.
Fuck yeah.
Just a little crack in the screen. That was the most badass... I've thrown it. I've dropped
it
in
good
water.
Old days, you know, before we were all getting radiation to our nuts for carrying around gigahertz processors
awesome.
In our pockets.
Now if I, like, touch mine wrong, it
Could you live without?
Hmm?
Could you live without?
A phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really uncomfortable, though, right?
Well, it'd suck when I don't want to go anywhere to talk to anyone, but...
Yeah.
I've
That's
done it.
That's so crazy. Like, it... In such a short amount of time, we went from not having that shit to like.
Well, now
everyone.
I have my netbook too, so I can.
And I've
go
noticed
find a Wi-Fi spot.
You do it a lot.
What?
When we're in public and we're walking, eyes on the phone, walking into poles and getting hit by cars.
I don't do that.
You got hit by a car yesterday.
I
tell everyone what
not.
Happened.
I did not do that.
I said
I do
I
it when
bring
I get
this
bored,
up,
and
but.
I don't do it at the most inopportune moments, like when I'm supposed to be paying attention to my significant other, or watching movies. So
Chad said something about that the other day to me when we were falfing, because I was taking some pictures, and she's like, "You're not going to be on that fucking Twitter thing all game, are you?" I was like, "Dude, calm down and get a Facebook account. It's okay." It
drives me nuts. Like when we're watching a new episode of CSI, and you're just like into your phone. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what the fuck just happened.
I can
not,
hear it.
I'm not going to illustrate the image that was so awesome you should have saw.
I've seen 9 seasons of this shit. I know what's happening.
Let's go back 2 minutes, like every 5 minutes.
You do so you that, though. I don't ask you to rewind it and shit.
Because it
like
drives
that.
Me nuts. Because later when I'm like, man, did you see that one? Fucking blah, blah, blah. And you're like,
yeah,
I heard it.
Totally awesome.
And yeah, I hate that.
Did you hear? So, yeah, they actually, it does say stuff other than good, so pretty sweet. And I think a lot of people would have a pretty hard time, I think, without their phones.
I
How many numbers
do
you remember? And that kind of shit, you know? You just hit a button and it calls.
I know my number.
Lazy.
I don't even know your number.
I don't, dude, when I was at Rosar's the other day and the dude asked.
8, I believe.
He asked for your number, I was like, No, I swear, I have, hold on, no, yeah, she's totally my wife, hold on. Like, what? Ask for my mom's number, I know
Maybe
that.
Maybe I should do that, I should get another piece of paper, write all my numbers, and keep it in my wallet, just
Back
in
that
case.
Shit up, just in case.
Just in case.
Fucking A. I remember that, too, when I was a kid, and I had one of those little calculator data bank things. Mm-hmm. Like, you finally get all your shit in, and then the little battery dies. No backup. What's that? Memory? What? No.
What?
All gone, dude. Just like crying.
I remember when they started having separate cards from your phone that stored your memories.
Yeah,
it blew
right.
my mind because like I would get ready to go change my phone into a new phone, you know, and I'd fucking take the time to write out all the numbers and shit. I had them all there and I had everything I needed. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm ready. And I go in, I'm like, all right, I need a new phone, and I'm like, they're like, okay, here you go, blah 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 blah, and do this and whatever. And I open it up to put the numbers in, and they're there. And I just get so pissed off because I just wasted like a good hour and a half of my life the night before writing down all of my contacts.
And I bet if I asked you, you wouldn't even have remembered any of that shit. That
you know,
you
I remember
down.
All my friends' phone numbers from back in the day when I lived in my old neighborhood in Florida. Don't remember anybody's from now. But
Burger says, now we have shit phone breaking a lot. But my last Nextel phone, I got a crack out in the hospital and threw it against the wall in the hospital. It broke to shit. So. It is kind of amazing, though, like watching the evolution of it. And now watching when I reinstall a new ROM on the phone, all of my apps and contacts and pictures, music, like everything is just there. It's so great.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty great. Sweet.
Real quick, I guess, before we wrap this up, you were wondering, and apparently a ton of angry birds?
Rio.
No, angry Android users about their update. So what was the thing? They were supposed to, with Angry Birds Rio, they released the levels in
batches,
time,
basically.
Right.
Like, you know, there's so many.
You're not unlocking stars for new levels. You're waiting for them to say.
No, you are. Yeah. Okay, you get like, think about it like
three stars.
Old Super Mario World, okay?
Right.
You have the first world, right, with so many levels in it.
Right.
You beat all those levels, you go to the next world. It has its own set of levels.
But this one doesn't have.
This one, when it first came out, it had, we'll call it two worlds with
right.
two sets of levels and stuff. And the next world, or whatever, was supposed to come out in May. I have beat
all
the entire first two world level things.
Wow.
Three starred every single one.
All of them?
All of them. Went
Baby.
Back even with
Whoa.
All three stars and topped my 3-star scores
Baby.
Just to make them as high as they can possibly get.
Baby, that is no menial task.
I have done them to the point to
Fuck.
Where I can't go back and get one little bit
You're a star.
Higher than my own score.
You're a gold star.
And it said the update for the next one was supposed to be in May, and it's May 18th, and it's still not here yet. So, but I'm seeing that it's for sale on Amazon app shit, and the iPhone users got the update.
Really?
Fucking, what was it? There was somebody else that got the update, too. But they say it's supposed to be here on Friday, and I think it's not going to be free.
Well, because of the
really
rapture.
Piss me off.
Of course. But so are people that were once like, this is so awesome, 5 stars, now because they can't get the next level, rating it 1 star and just pissed?
Well, yeah, they're like, okay, so this is crazy. Really stupid. Why are iPhone users having the update before I do? And it, like, am I waiting? Why am I waiting so long? And why is it out but for sale on different fucking shit?
Do you know how smug those assholes are to begin with? Does your phone do this? Yeah, faggot, it does. Blow me.
I'll punch the one person that comes up to me and has an iPhone and says, did you get the new Angry Birds update?
Dude, in the face!
And then I will steal their phone and play it.
Really? I will steal their phone, get their phone number, put it on vibrate, and shove it up your ass. And then I will write a thing that calls you all day long. Forever.
I just want the update. I'm getting really pissed.
And when the rapture happens and you go to heaven and God's like, do you hear that? Is that a cell phone? Bill, are you trying to smuggle a cell phone into heaven in your anus? The anus that me, God, created and gave you? To hell! That's God's wrath. We can all look forward to a little glimpse of this weekend.
Why does everybody think that, okay, if the rapture's coming, whatever
May
day.
May 21st, dude.
May 21st. They're all like, oh, we're all going to die that day. We're all going to die that day. The world's going to end that day. The rapture doesn't mean you die. The rapture doesn't mean the world ends.
The rapture means...
The believers, God's children, the ones that believe in their heart of hearts, leave and go to God's kingdom, okay? We, the assholes, are left behind.
To rape and pillage their homes and their heathen daughters.
Well, no, he comes back for us in the end. Remember that.
In October 21st.
No.
Oh.
Like... 7 to 8 years later.
No, well, that's the thing. So the rapture happens, they all leave. Right. Then the judgment happens.
Well, yeah, and then we're left to go through like the famine and the plague and all that, and it's like
Right, and that leads up to that.
Right, and I think like the last bit of it is Satan goes to, what is it, Jerusalem or wherever the rock thing is where people want to touch, and he goes and sits in the house of God and says
Matt
that
turns
he
31,
is,
we party, IOD, you... I don't know. Get your truck stuck again. Come on. All right. Sensitive subject. Yeah. Anyway, this from Everything Android. They say the Angry Birds Rio update coming to an Android market near you Friday. 5:20, baby.
Free?
Day before the rapture.
Free or costly?
It says the Angry Birds update went live quite some time ago on the Amazon App Store.
Yeah, bastards.
Bastards. So you can imagine my surprise when I visited the Android market and was not... prompted to update. I had already received the update on my Droid Charge via the Amazon App Store, so why, oh why, wasn't it available when I tried on my Samsung Vibrate? Because you have a phone named after something your girlfriend uses to fuck herself when you can't do it. This is my Samsung date rape. Well, as it turns out, that's just the way the cards were dealt. Rovio has not given us a reason as to why the May update still hasn't hit, but they say that all their users are a bunch of fucking faggots and you should go outside and enjoy the sun. You
really
give it 1 star because you haven't got more free games. Really? What a bunch of ingrateful or inconsiderate, ungrateful
assholes. Well, they said it was coming,
But it's free.
Then it didn't come. And, like, you know, everybody's like, where's it at? You know, where's it at, guys?
Are you paying for it?
Kind of, because we all went and
paid
how much money, everybody that did go out and see it.
How much money did we pay to see Rio?
Yeah, Rio, the movie or whatever. Shut up. You guys got a paycheck.
But
give me the fucking game.
Check this out. I guarantee there were people that went to see that movie that paid for it that have never owned a smartphone, have never played the game itself, just as a movie.
Yeah, I've actually had to like tell people, you know that movie? Right.
Oh, yeah,
the game.
That, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's a game?
Right.
Wow. Stars? You get stars? Oh, dude, I love
They're
stars.
They're like, oh, they made a Wait. Game out of the movie. That's so cool. I'm like, no. It's the dude. Other way around this time. It's cool.
Are they gold stars?
Fuck yeah, they are.
Dick hard.
And they make cool noises, and the stars are all 3D. They're whooshing, whooshing, whooshing.
Unbelievable.
Little noises when your points go up, and yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to the day when our phones have 3D cameras. Could you imagine sex tape in 3D? Whoa, is that semen on my face? I don't know. It's so real. Dude, for real. So they say if you are in the United States and want to get your hands on the update, you can always download Angry Birds Rio via the Amazon store. Just saying, they have it. Also, I noticed in the Chrome web store, if you use Google Chrome for your browser, there's a HTML5 version of Angry Birds. Hmm. So when people in the marketplace are saying, hey, why haven't we gotten the update yet? Because we've been spending the last 4 weeks of our lives coding HTML5 Angry Birds. Thank you. And it's free, by the way. So, well, look forward to it Friday, I guess. And then the rapture Saturday. So. I think that's going to do it. Is that a show?
Yeah, I'm done.
A little show, hungry, time to just relax.
Yes, please. Fuck.
All right. Well, I tell you what, for Friday.
I tell you what.
I tell you what, boy. Check this out here, damn dear. For episode 496, that's Friday, we're going to broadcast through the rapture. We'll be bringing you little rapture bits and specials, stuff like that. Not completely focused on it, but we'll come back to it and check on how things are going with that here and there. So
we need to pull a third party in and all ride in on our fake stick white horses and have swords and armor so we look like the three horsemen.
The possibilities are endless.
What is it? Something of the apocalypse or whatever?
Yes. Right. Zombie apocalypse.
No. Oh. You know what I mean? The three horsemen, they're like the something the of plagues. The apocalypse.
The plagues.
But they're...
The princes of darkness.
They're angels, actually.
But, they're four horsemen.
Four? No, there's three in the rapture.
The lamb?
No. Dude.
Okay, the llama. In like a lion, out like a lollipop. The jam hole. Join us. Email us info@thejamhole.com. And remember, for episode 500, I would like 500 likes. Please share them with your friends. Please. And yeah, if you're local, come hang out Friday. We're going to do a little marathon show, I think. Not a marathon in the sense that we'll be running miles for fun, I guess. What does chafing feel like? I'm gonna go run a marathon, find out. But we're gonna
don't shave for like 3 weeks and then shave and shave it all.
That's chafing.
And that's chafing.
Right. I think we'll start an hour or so before. We'll broadcast regular show stuff. Then at midnight, when the rapture starts happening, we'll probably have to stop and go look outside so we can take pictures. Right.
I don't know any real believers.
I don't hear, too. So, like, we could do a whole show and not even notice that anyone's
Your
missing.
Mom.
But she's not here. Could we have her here
call
and
her.
Watch her ascend
call her.
To the gates of
Just
heaven?
Try and call her.
And be like, are you gone yet? What? Are you on drugs? Matthew,
like,
what are you talking
her, like,
about?
Call her, like, 2 minutes before midnight.
Be like
we just
I'll miss
hang
you.
On for a minute.
I'll miss you. I'll see you in heaven. Watch the cops knocking on our door an hour later, like, taking me to fucking pathways.
No. Just call her and, you know, just get her to talk from, like, 2 minutes before midnight to after.
It's a good idea.
I just wanted to call and say
hello?
Hi. Why this late?
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello? Mom? Are you... Mom? Oh, my God.
Dude, I would try and find every Christian.
That's why I want... Not a marathon, but I want to do a kind of a longer show because I want the before, the build up, the actual event, if you will. Is that the event? And then I want the aftermath, which I'm going to coin another phrase for that. The great disappointment.
All right.
And I want real human reaction emotion. I want to know what you feel right now, knowing that everything you believed in was a lie. What does that feel like? I want to take that, and then I want to multiply it like fish, and I want to feed all of you audibly.
Sweet, sweet.
I want to feed you this knowledge.
You don't even like fish, so.
I hate fish. So join us Friday. We'll do that. Thejamhole.com/live. There's a chat and there's cameras. And that's where we do this show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Like I said, leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Or text me. Say, hey, 406-848-1739. Her Twitter, my Twitter. Her Facebook, my Facebook, Facebook group. Share it with everyone. Donate. Help us pay some bills. If you like this show, help keep it going. TheJamHole.com/donate. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
It's been a blast.
It's been a slice.
It's been a slice. Thank you all. We'll see you for the rapture on Friday. I can't wait to watch you go to heaven. I'll steal your shit. Peace.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.